Good morning. 7:34 a.m. on Thursday, the 16th of October. Almost 19 minutes on the first mile. It's because I stopped and took extra pictures this morning. The sun was coming up and highlighting the tops of the trees. It was quite spectacular this morning. So I stopped and took a few extra pictures. That cost me a minute or two. Time worth spending. Well spent. So, yeah. Yesterday was hospital day. I didn't plan to do anything, which is a good thing because I didn't get anything done. Although that's not actually true. I did finally hear from Amazon. And they did finally tell me that my book was approved, so I ordered the galleys for Captain's Share. They are inbound. Because of the number of pages, it's a little more expensive than I expected. Usually my books are around $11, $12. This one's going to be $14.95. And it's because of the extended distribution. At that price, I make 9 cents if anybody happens to buy it on extended distribution. So it's only a few pennies more than the minimum price. I could probably take it down if I bypass the extended, but it seems like gotta do what you gotta do. It does not bode well for owner's share, however, in terms of what that book is gonna have to cost. I'm going to do some things with owner share, including pop the font size down. I think I'm going to wait and see. Owner share is about 190 compared to 140, so 50,000 words. It's about a third bigger, and so something like 110 pages longer than Captain. So I think the upper limit is 700 and something for CreateSpace. So maybe I won't have to do anything other than charge like $16. So we'll see. We'll see. I might forego the extended distribution on it. That'll let me cut off a bit, a dollar or so. We'll see what works out. I gotta get it converted. I gotta get the edits in today. The reported edits, there have been quite a few. Get them loaded up. Get the files converted to LaTeX. I finally remembered where I know this guy from. A few mornings now, I've met a guy who's walking this little terrier. Terrier lab mix, I think. And that's good morning. It's been making me a little, what the hell's that guy's name? Because I know him. And it took me a while to figure out where I knew him from. And his name is Larry. And I met him 20 years ago. So it's a little astonishing that I should remember him. Although I suppose it's no more astonishing than I ran into one of my teacher prep students. Back when I was a master's student, I had a graduate assistantship teaching undergraduates technology. And I had a class that was met like Friday morning at 8 o'clock. Everybody hated that class. All the other GAs hated that class. I loved the class. It was fun. And the students really came through. They were good students. It's was mucho funo. And one of the students that I had was a really cool guy. But he was scared to death that he was going to break the computer. He was severely computer phobic. And now I remember this is 20 years ago. So there were still people who were afraid that if they touched it, they would break it. And he was mine, or one of many. And he was... I got him over being computer phobic, and then I saw him in the grocery store the day before yesterday. So I was looking at this guy, and he's giving me this sort of smirk. It's like, do I know you? And as I was walking out to my car, I realized where I knew him from. It was that guy. It was 20 years ago. I met him 15 years ago, the computer phobe. And he went on to be quite successful. I think he's come back for his master's now. That's why he's back in town. It's interesting the way my memory works. I was like yesterday at the hospital waiting for the intake. Guy in scrubs goes walking by, and I said to my wife, you're going to see him later. Sure enough, he's the anesthesiologist. Good morning. Good morning. A lady with her beagle. She always has a big smile for me in the morning. So we finished Heroes, and I think I mentioned it, and I'm very disappointed in the ending. I started watching Chuck. And there's parts of Chuck where the cheese factor, and we're still like on the first half dozen episodes of the first season, so it hasn't really found its feet yet. But it's interesting that they... how it works. There's parts of the show that are very, very attractive, very well done, very engaging. And there's parts of it that the cheese factor is just so big, I just want to turn it off. I mean, we're talking 20 pounds of cheddar. That's irritating. The other show that's irritating is Blacklist. We started watching that again this season. Now there's parts of it that are pretty cool. The mystery about what Red's relationship to Elizabeth. It's an interesting relationship. It's interesting dynamic. Monk post. The gratuitous violence is, okay, fine. Something has to blow up every time. So it's interesting. It gets a little bit. Lucy with the football on occasion. It's like, so close, he's got to take a run at it. And no. Not going to happen. Red is an interesting character. James Spader plays Ruddington so well, it's a little bit, it's not frightening because he's, it's a TV show, but he plays him so well, he plays him so convincingly, he's such a convincing character, dancing on the edge of psychopath, dancing on the edge of sociopath, and wondering. He keeps me wondering, why is he doing this? What is this all about? How does this work? So he's a fascinating character, even though he's evil, or at least is portrayed as that's evil. Get up on the sidewalk here. It's quite chilly this morning. The thermometer said 45. Well, mid 40s somewhere, 44, 46. I don't know. I'm wearing my parka, although I didn't put on the fleece hood today, but I'm wearing my parka and my gloves because my hands are so cold. I'm trying to get a little body heat going. But today is a work day. Daughter didn't go to school again today. I'm thinking somebody may have to take her to the doctor's today, get her lungs checked. She's coughing up a storm still. Today's the 16th. Tomorrow's the 17th. Oh, she doesn't have school tomorrow. I was just thinking about the kid going back to school tomorrow, and I don't think she has school tomorrow. In fact, I'm pretty sure she doesn't have school tomorrow. Because I think tomorrow is the teacher improvement day. So the sun has come up, but it's gone behind the cloud. I'm glad I took the pictures when I did, because the lighting is all muted and subdued now. Diffused behind the gray clouds. It was beautiful there, and for a few minutes this morning it was quite lovely. Some birds off in the distance. Most of the trees have turned at least a little bit. There's a couple of trees that are still pretty green sitting in the wettest parts of the park. There's a couple of the crab apples are still quite green, but they get irrigated regularly, so that makes a difference. Good morning. Wasn't the lady I expected. A couple small dogs. Thought I recognized the dogs, but it's not the lady that I usually see walking them. Or I've confused the dogs because dogs. Anyway, today's trash day. I've got the trash out. Today is work day, so I'm gonna go back, try to remember to get this posted, get it going before 9 o'clock, because 9 o'clock is when I'm going to start working on, actually sooner probably, working on owner's share. It's going to be a lot of edits in owner's share. So almost 19 minutes per mile, but it was a good walk. I had a good time. I had a good talk. I'm not even sure what we talked about anymore, but I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.